I think I can safely say that everybody in this room loves the game. Some more than others, are into the digital games. Well, there's a great party coming up, and it's going to be March the 19th, and it's going to be from 3 in the afternoon until 7 p.m., and we have somebody here to talk about a retro arcade game that's going to be going on. Sean Fergus is with us from Online Tech. We're going to be talking about with Sean about a retro arcade game night. Tell me, first of all, what is a retro arcade game night in the first place?
So, retro arcade game night is, I guess, people of my generation, those that grew up in the 1980s with games like Ms. Pac-Man and Donkey Kong and Centipede, RoboCop, you name it.
Yeah.
Hubert. And it's really, I guess, really hard for me to believe that, you know, mid-80s are 30 years ago now. But I guess at this point they are classic video arcade games, therefore retro. And we're going to have the real old-school games, the machines, at our data center, about 25 of them, on March 19th.
That's fantastic. This is going to be Online Tech. And is this in the Ann Arbor location?
No, it's actually going to be at Westland. So
Westland,
Metro Detroit, at our newest data center.
They just opened that.
That's right, yeah.
It's a wonderful center. So, you know, Sean, when it said, you know, retro, I'm thinking Pinball Wizard style, and it's not that, right? You know, I don't get to shake the box and tilt or anything like that.
No, nothing like that. I would love to have the ability to shake those machines, because I've done the same thing myself and reset a few. but these are strict old school stand up arcade games, and you know, we're also going to make it a little bit more fun. We're going to have some craft brewing here, and specifically Michigan craft breweries, at least three of them. As part of the event, we're going to have some really good food, which I'm excited by. And also, there's going to be March Madness NCAA hoops on TV while people are networking.
Wow.
So just a really interesting event in a casual environment for people to network.
Great night. This is in particular for folks who are IT pros and are just people who want to find out more about online tech. It's a great night there. And again, that's going to be going on March the 19th from 3 to 7 p.m. And if you'd like more information about that, you can simply go to internetadvisor.net and click on the For More Information button, and then people can, when they go there, they find out things about getting some credits, that you can get? Or tokens, pardon me.
Well, yeah, essentially, you can play every game you want. We'll see you along, because I'm sure there'll be some line for some games, probably like Centipede and Galaga and Ms. Pac-Man, whereas others might not. I don't think it's like the 80s where you put your quarter down to kind of claim the next game.
I gotcha.
These are free to everybody.
I gotcha.
But registration is limited just because of the size of the data center, so people are interested in learning more about us and networking in a casual environment. I encourage them to sign up immediately.
Great.
Because, again, at a certain point, we're going to have to cut off registration.
I got you.
And Sean, that's really the value here, is networking with other people that are technically oriented. This is a fun event. But they're going to meet a number of people there that they may end up doing business with. They may end up getting them to help them on certain problems that they might have. So it's really kind of techie nirvana, isn't it?
It really is. It really is, Gary. And that's a great point. And that's why we like these sorts of events. And we do workshops and other things. And a lot of the value comes not from us necessarily having conversations with our prospects and customers and partners and vendors that come out, but with the prospects and vendors and those other people who do come, who are not from online tech, talking to each other, developing relationships that then extend beyond that event. We just recently had a workshop, and we had probably 15 different questions after the event in terms of, can I talk to, you know, Jim from this particular company, because he's dealing with this problem that I'm having right now, or I'm looking for an auditor to come in. And boy, we talked to UHY, the company that Online Tech uses. Maybe I can develop a relationship with them.
Great for networking.
And Sean, the last time I was there, I got to meet Richard Anderson. He invited us, and I took a number of people from our company over to Kelly Services, and he talked to us all about their virtual call center and what they're doing for Apple. And Apple thinks that Kelly Services virtual call center is better. It's been rated better by Apple than their own internal call center. So we were quite fortunate, and it was all because of online tech.
So those kind of connections can be made at things like this. It's called Retro Arcade Game Night. And by the way, the openings are going kind of quickly. So if you know of somebody who is a tech IT pro or a business professional who is interested in this data center, it's online tech. It's their Westland location. But you can find out all the details about that by simply going to internetadvisor.net, clicking on the For More Information button, and then you can find out all you need to know about that evening. Sean, thanks so much for being with us, and I hope you have a great night.
Absolutely. You too. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
All right, my friend. Sean. Thank you. Take care of yourself.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.